This next story is about friendship and loss. Last year, two friends stumbled upon an old cemetery on the grounds of an abandoned mental hospital in suburban Detroit. What happened next brought the two friends closer, and it turned them into amateur historians. But their work also brought them some unexpected trouble with the authorities. I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris, and we're standing in a big open field that's not very easy to find.
On each side, there are pine trees, really big, over your head, reaching the sky.
That's Felicia Sills.
Pretty.
She's walking around the property of the former Eloise Mental Hospital in Westland, near Detroit. 7,000 former patients of Eloise are buried here. Specifically, these people were unclaimed when they died. That means many of their families were just too poor to afford a burial. So they were buried here without much fanfare, in what's known as a potter's field.
You know, this is somebody's grandmother, this is somebody's mother, this is somebody's father, this is somebody's child, baby. That's buried here.
A little further back, it gets more tangled with knee-high grass and lots of poison ivy. The only way you'd really know this is a cemetery is if you look closely down at the ground. There are rows and rows of cement markers. They're about the size of a large brick, and they've got a number stamped into them.
This person buried here is number 5,632.
That's all there is, just a number. No name, and barely any records to match a number with a name. Eloise was once a giant institution. It opened in the 1830s as a poorhouse and a farm, and it closed in the 1980s as a general hospital. In between, it was many things, including a mental hospital and a tuberculosis sanitarium. During its heyday in the 1920s, it had 10,000 patients and 2,000 staff. And the staff there pioneered some groundbreaking medical techniques, including the use of X-rays and kidney dialysis and electroshock and psychotherapy. Eloise patients played a big role in helping develop all those things. That's what John Byrne says. He's good friends with Felicia Sills.
It's leave those people like they're nothing, nobodies. It's heart-wrenching.
Burns and Sills wanted to fix the markers that were deteriorating or had sunken into the earth. So the friends came back regularly to clean off the markers and mow the grass and put some fake flowers on the graves. Their friends and other volunteers joined in. But when the owner of the property, Wayne County, found out, it told them to stop or they'd be arrested. A county public affairs officer says this land was never meant to be a traditional cemetery. She says the markers can't handle exposure to the elements, and the county had safety and liability concerns with people working on their property. So the two friends put their work on hold. Now they're collaborating with a genealogist, and they're in touch with a nonprofit called Friends of Eloise to come up with a game plan to present to Wayne County. In the meantime, Sills and Burns hear from people with family members buried here who want their help. Like Jennifer Dira. Her great-grandfather is here. He died at Eloise from tuberculosis in 1918 at age 31. His family did identify the body, but they didn't have the money to bury him.
Just because you're poor doesn't mean you don't deserve the dignity of being marked and said, hey, I was here. You know, I was someone.
There's another someone who's been on the minds of Felicia Sills and John Burns. Rachel Burns isn't buried here. She was John Burns' sister and Felicia Sills' best friend. She died suddenly, a few months before they started spending time at Eloise. Sills says her friend's death is still very raw, and she needs to stay close to John and his family to remember her best friend. John Burns says he didn't think of his sister when he was working in the cemetery. He says being out in nature just felt peaceful and good.
I'm not like that deep in with death or anything like that.
What do you end up thinking about as you're feeling peaceful? Here. And
no, I don't know. It's just I'm out here doing my thing.
Both Burns and Sills say they're fighting for the dead, so these people will not be forgotten. And they both admit they feel like the dead are saying back to them, thank you. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Kyle Norris.